Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday games of the week on Kitty Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kittycountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Gary Lowry and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Spring Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Gary Lowry, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Coach, you pick up a couple losses to start the season against two very good North Central Kansas League teams. Concordia, you fall 60-52 on Friday night, and then a 50-41 loss to Clay Center on Tuesday night. Again, two very tough games for your team to open out the season. What were some of the things that you thought the first time out with the Lady Trojans?
You know, we did have two very good tough teams, but that's what we need early on in the season. We need to figure out who we're going to be. You know, we need to figure out what we need to work on. And the thing that I really came away with is that we just have an outstanding group of girls that we're really going to fight. We're going to give great effort. We're going to play with a lot of energy. And if you have those things, we could improve from game to game and be where we want to be at the end of the season. All the things that, you know, we need to correct from the first two games are all easily correctable. Those intangibles I talked about before, if you don't have those, it's going to be, you can fix a lot of technique, you can fix a lot of stuff, but if you don't have those, it's going to be hard to be a championship caliber team. But we showed we had that, you know, we're a lot of new stuff going in. We're kind of thinking that first game out. And then the second game here against Clay Center, we ran into a very physical, very aggressive team. And it took us a while to adjust, but in both games we adjusted, we made runs, and we were right there in the end. We just need to make a few more winning plays.
You move on with Republic County coming up on Friday night. They're 2-1, and their one loss is to Concordia as well. They lost 51-45 last night to the Lady Panthers. Looking at Republic County, I know you talked about physicality with Clay Center. Usually that's what you're going to get with Republic County. What are your thoughts on their team on Friday night?
You know, we'll have another battle. They're ranked in 2A, so, you know, we'll have another quality opponent coming into our place. You know, we're going to have to keep continuing to improve. If we will improve as much as we did from our first to second game and show the same type of improvement from our second to third and really learn from our stakes and keep playing better basketball, I think we'll be all right. But Republic's going to come in with a very guard-oriented attack. They're going to be very aggressive and very physical. So we're going to have to match them and match their intensity and then just be smart with the ball and get the shots that we want to get.
Gary Lowry, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans here in the locker room. Chance, Coach, well, thank you for the time and best of luck against Republic County coming up Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Fans that are interested can see that game on live video stream at ncksports.com with the girls' contest beginning at 6 o'clock on Friday night.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Spring Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Spring Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Spring Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Spring Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Spring Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Spring Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Spring Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Spring Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
2016 is predicted to be a record-breaking holiday shopping year. Is your business ready? You may not be as ready as you think. 2016 has also been a year filled with business cyber attacks, and they won't stop with the holidays. Nextech Cloud Solutions make sure your business is always protected and you don't have to do a thing. Our experts run everything for you and let you use your expertise for what you do best, running your business. Protect your business now and receive a free Lenovo tablet. Call Nextech today.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. We're joined by Ryan Eiler, head coach of the Beloit Boys basketball team. Coach, you played two games since we talked and previewed the season last week. Mixed results here in the first two. You fall to Concordia on Friday night by 10, 54-44. Then you went on Tuesday night by 20 over Clay Center, 51-31. Just going back to that Concordia game, what were some of the things that stood out the most? They had a 10-point edge in that third quarter that really made some distance for
them. Yeah, the third quarter was the difference. I thought we came out, we had some nerves, game number one, playing a lot of younger kids. I thought Brendan Mason played a tremendous game. and was able to get us some points and keep us in it and actually have a lead at halftime in that game. And then we hit the third quarter, and he got in a little bit of foul trouble. And, you know, it's just a matter of not making shots and not really doing some of the things we've worked on in practice, and just weren't able to score the ball in that third quarter. And then, you know, in the fourth quarter, we were in it. I mean, it was a three-point game late in the game, just could never get past that mark. And they made some free throws at the end to extend it. But, you know, I was disappointed in our rebounding. I thought, you know, our hustle plays in that game weren't really there. The Concordia was the more aggressive team. But then we turn around, you know, last night, and one of the strengths I thought last night was the fact that we were willing to dive on the floor to get some loose balls and just really some things we talked about Friday night we were able to see last night.
So you win 51-31 over Clay Center to move to 1-1 coming up on Friday night. Now you move on with Republic County. The Buffs are always a tough team to face. They're usually pretty deliberate in what they want to do offensively. A fairly high-scoring game last night. They lost to Concordia 61-52. What do you expect to see from Republic County this season?
Well, they've got some shooters. You know, the Coolman kid's a tough guard. He's big and can shoot it, you know, back from the three aways. And then they've got other kids that can step out on the perimeter and shoot it as well. And so we've got to make sure that we get hands up on shooters. And, you know, last night I felt like our defense was great. We held up to 10 points in the second half. And we've got to have that type of effort from everyone and make it a team game as well. I thought last night that everybody that came in off the bench did a tremendous job of bringing energy and life. And we've got to make shots. You know, we hit 10 threes last night. And the kids have got to learn that I think of the 10, you know, we assisted on 8 of those 10. And if we can learn to share the ball and make, a, you know, one more pass to get a better shot, you know, things will become a little bit easier for us.
Ryan Adler, head coach of the Blewett Trojan Boys basketball team, the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck against Republic County Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
2016 is predicted to be a record-breaking holiday shopping year. Is your business ready? You may not be as ready as you think. 2016 has also been a year filled with business cyber attacks, and they won't stop with the holidays. Nextech Cloud Solutions make sure your business is always protected and you don't have to do a thing. Our experts run everything for you and let you use your expertise for what you do best, running your business. Protect your business now and receive a free Lenovo tablet. Call Nextech today.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Spring Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Spring Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Spring Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Spring Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Spring Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Spring Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Spring Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Spring Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Tracy Holloway and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, joined now by Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Coach, you played two games since we talked as you open out the season with a 52-29 loss at Southern Cloud, and then you fall 59-32 against Thunder Ridge on Tuesday. Now, let's first go back to that Southern Cloud game. I know we're talking with you before the Thunder Ridge game. You said that just the shots weren't falling for you. You kind of struggled from the field and at the free throw line there on Friday night.
That's exactly right, Dusty. I mean, offensively, we had ample opportunities to score some baskets. You know, I think we shot the ball from the field 43 times that night against Southern Cloud and only made 10 of them. I mean, and they were good open looks. It's just we could not get the ball to fall from field goal range or, you know, at the free throw line. I mean, we struggled. You know, I think we were 5 for 20 from the line. I mean, and when we struggle there, I mean, it's tough to get ourselves back into them games. I mean, you know, defensively we were good at times. I know we struggled rebounding the ball and you know, Southern Cloud and even, you know, last night against Thunder Ridge, you know, we give up too many boards and they had their second and third chances, you know, at a basket. And so we've got to we've got to find a way to score some points and get tougher post play.
You alluded to the Thunder Ridge game a little bit last night. You got it within 12 there at the end of the third quarter, 40-28. Really had the fight to stay within a striking distance there, but they outscored you 19-4 in the fourth quarter. What were some of the things maybe that went wrong for you there in that fourth?
Well, I mean, it was just, it's some of the same stuff. You know, we fought ourselves, back in that game, through the third quarter and even, a couple minutes into the fourth quarter. But, we got to our unforced, errors, our turnovers just started, stacking themselves. And, they scoring layups, I think we turned the ball over three times in a row, after we had the lead, cut down to, 11, 12 points. And, we've got to get more solid, out front as far as handling the ball, and pressure, defense. That was the biggest thing that I guess I was disappointed in, on the girls' side, after they fought themselves back and were, right back in that game. So we've got to get stronger and have more confidence in our game.
Real quick thoughts on the next two games. You'll finish out the preseason tournament with Lakeside Friday, St. John's Tipton on Saturday. What do you expect to see from those two?
Well, I mean, Friday night, against some Lakeside girls. I know they're going to be physical, and, he's going to play some man-to-man on us. So, we've got to look to execute our offense, our man-to-man offense, and hopefully, we get some shots to fall. And then, Saturday against that St. John's team, that's a well-balanced ball team and very well-coached. So, we know we got our work cut out. Just hoping to get some shots to fall and be in both these games.
Tracy Holloway, head coach of the Osborne Lady Dogs. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the tournament this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
2016 is predicted to be a record-breaking holiday shopping year. Is your business ready? You may not be as ready as you think. 2016 has also been a year filled with business cyber attacks, and they won't stop with the holidays. Nextech Cloud Solutions make sure your business is always protected and you don't have to do a thing. Our experts run everything for you and let you use your expertise for what you do best, running your business. Protect your business now and receive a free Lenovo tablet. Call Nextech today.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. We're joined now by Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, you start the season 2-0, a good start for your squad as you went over Southern Cloud 58-30 in the first game of the season, and he scored 58 in game two as well, taking out Thunder Ridge in the first game of the preseason tournament last night, 58-22. What are some of the things that have stood out the most for this group as you've started the season kind of off of a short go after football?
I think our defense has been pretty good for the most part. Anytime you average giving up 25, you got to be fairly happy with that. And our ball movement, this group, I've said that for the last couple of years that they play really well together, and they really don't care who scores. They just enjoy playing together, and it's fun to coach a team like that. And you can tell, Colin Graybass, our leading scorer from last year, he's averaging about 7 or 8 points this year, or around 9, I guess it is, points per game so far. And he just does what he does and is happy to be out there playing with his teammates. So it's fun to be a part of.
So, again, two wins here. Some of these guys, and one of the guys I noticed last night was Cade Miller, with kind of the intensity and energy that he was playing with. Do you think that maybe some of these, this run during football season and what you guys were able to do last year might help with the confidence here early on in the season?
Definitely. Anytime you win a state championship in anything, it just, they're – going to bring it in the next sport, and it makes a big difference just the success they've had. I agree.
You move on now. You finish out the preseason tournament. Friday you have Lakeside, Saturday you have St. John's Tipton. What are you expecting to see through these next two games, and I guess what do you want to see from your team in the finish off the tournament here?
Just kind of continue to get better. Offensively, I don't think we played as well as what we're capable of. Lakeside, I think, they play the zone, so we'll have to continue to move the ball well and play well together. And defensively, we'll have to be aware of Strody. He's a very good player, and, the two Johnson boys are very good players, so we'll have to make sure we do a good job on them. And then, of course, Saturday, St. John's, you know, they're going to be tough, very aggressive defensively. We're going to have to make sure we handle the ball and continue to play well as a team.
Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in the locker room. Chance, Coach, thank you for the time again, and best of luck as you close out the tournament at the end of this week.
Okay, thank you.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by NextEra.
2016 is predicted to be a record-breaking holiday shopping year. Is your business ready? You may not be as ready as you think. 2016 has also been a year filled with business cyber attacks, and they won't stop with the holidays. Nextech Cloud Solutions make sure your business is always protected and you don't have to do a thing. Our experts run everything for you and let you use your expertise for what you do best, running your business. Protect your business now and receive a free Lenovo tablet. Call Nextech today.
We continue with our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Joe Burghardt. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement in Smith Center.
Welcome back on the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Mixed results for your team, Coach, since we talked last week and previewed the season. You lose out at home against Plainville there Friday night, 50-24. Then you hosted Rock Hills as the first game of that Thunderbird Invitational on Tuesday and win 51-20. Like I said, kind of just different ends of the spectrum here, but what were your overall thoughts of these first two games here this season?
Well, you know, it remains to be seen, you know, who's going to step up on my team, I think. We have kids working hard in practice, but when we get on game day, we're so young that it's hard to make ends meet, seems like. And I was happy with our effort last night. We did have too many turnovers, and we had too many fouls, and hopefully we'll fix that a little bit as we get some games in. But, you know, we got off to a quick start with Rock Hills last night, something we did not do against Plainville. And you know, it's just going to be, a work in progress for our team. And hopefully as we get on through the early part of the season into the break, we'll be able to work on things and hopefully be more competitive.
Thunderbird Invitational continues for your team on Friday night. You'll go to Pike Valley. They didn't play on Tuesday, so they're just 1-0 and also have a win over Rock Hills 49-23 there in their first game. You've had some good battles with the Lady Panthers here in the past. What are your thoughts on this year's group?
Well, I know who they have back, and it's their best, you know, a couple of their best players, you know, and so I think it'll be tough. You're right. We've had some good contests with them, and last year we split with them, won at home and lost at their place, and I don't see any different going down there on Friday. You know, for us to be competitive and have a good game, we have to play a whole lot better than what we've shown in the first two games of this year.
It's Nick Lynn, the head coach of Smith Center Lady Red. Coach, we thank you for your time again this week, and best of luck to take on Pike Valley and whoever you end up against there on Saturday in the finals of that Thunderbird Invitational.
You bet. Thank you, Duffy.
It's the best time to buy parts all year. Stop into Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, to take advantage of special discounts through the month of December as part of our annual Parts and Service Expos. You'll find savings on oil and filters, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our trained and certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. Don't miss out. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Visit www.landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events.
2016 is predicted to be a record-breaking holiday shopping year. Is your business ready? You may not be as ready as you think. 2016 has also been a year filled with business cyber attacks, and they won't stop with the holidays. Nextech Cloud Solutions make sure your business is always protected and you don't have to do a thing. Our experts run everything for you and let you use your expertise for what you do best, running your business. Protect your business now and receive a free Lenovo tablet. Call Nextech today.
Welcome back on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Joe Burghardt, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. As we previewed the season last week, you opened with Plainville on Friday night, a tough 76-44 loss there at home. And then you hosted Rock Hills on Tuesday night and bounced back with a 57-53 win. First, go back to that Plainville game. I know you're concerned about their athleticism and experience that they had, and they were able to get the big win there on Friday night. What stood out in the season opener?
Well, you know, beside the fact that Plainville's a good team, I'm going to kind of focus on some things for us. And, you know, could have been that they forced us into these situations, but, you know, we were 17% from the field, and we put up 56 shots, and 44 of them were inside the paint, made 15% of those, and that's, you know, you're not going to win ball games making 15% of your shots, especially when they're all inside the paint. Mm-hmm. That was just a huge point that stood out of what cost us on the victory. And then we turned the ball over 24 times, you know, and you combine that with the shooting percentage, and you just put yourself in a really tough situation to try to win a ball game.
Looked like you had a nice turnaround there on Tuesday. Benoit had 22. Meyer with 14 and 15 rebounds for you. Just seemed like maybe things were going a little bit better there on Tuesday night for your team.
Yeah, you know, I thought we'd come out and really focused on trying to make sure we took quality shots. You know, we're always going to have some bad shots. Just that's part of the game. But we focused on quality shots and getting position and trying to get rebounds. You know, there were a couple times we were able to stretch out the lead to 10, but Rock Hills is always tough, and they bring it back to 1 or 2 points, and then we're able to just hang on and, you know, and keep kind of pulling away and stay on the top side of that. But, you know, we shot quite a bit better last night. We were around 48%, and that's a big difference if you can get the ball in the basket.
So you move on to Pike Valley coming up here as the Thunderbird Invitational continues on. You go to their place on Friday night. Panthers, they beat Rock Hills in the first game of the season as well, so you both have a win over Rock Hills to your credit. What do you think about Pike Valley on Friday?
You know, Pike Valley has most of their kids back. I think they had 2 seniors that they lost last year that were decent contributors for them. And, yeah, they beat Rock Hills the other night. I know they've got some speed at the guard. I know they can shoot the ball. I think they had 9 threes that they made against Rock Hills. And so they're going to be very quick, be able to shoot. They got a good post player. I expect them, you know, good solid man defense, and we got to be ready.
Joe Berger, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you play Pike Valley and then whoever you'll end up playing there on Saturday as well.
All right, thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
2016 is predicted to be a record-breaking holiday shopping year. Is your business ready? You may not be as ready as you think. 2016 has also been a year filled with business cyber attacks, and they won't stop with the holidays. Nextech Cloud Solutions make sure your business is always protected and you don't have to do a thing. Our experts run everything for you and let you use your expertise for what you do best, running your business. Protect your business now and receive a free Lenovo tablet. Call Nextech today.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. Right now, as part of our winter inspection programs, buy 3 service inspections and get the 4th free. And take advantage of no payment, no interest financing for service, parts, and attachments. Contact your local Landmark Service Manager for details. We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Crist and Joe Biggs. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and listen online, kdcountry94.com. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott and by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined by Steve Crist, the head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards. Coach, a couple games since we last talked, kind of different ends of the spectrum. You did lose both of your games at Bennington, a 7-point loss to open out the season 43-36, and then a tough 94-12 loss to a very, very good Central Plains team in the first round of that Morris Stevens tournament last night. Just kind of looking at your team through these first two games, what are some of the things that have stood out for the Lady Leopards?
Well, going back to that Bennington game, I was really pleased with the girls and what they did. We got off to a slow start, which didn't really surprise me with the young team on the road, and I think we were behind 21-7 at the end of the first quarter, and made some adjustments to went to man-to-man defense instead of zone, and I think from that point on we outscored them. We were down 14 at the end of the first quarter and lost by 7. So, you know, I was real pleased with the way we responded. We didn't give up. We kept playing hard. We turned the game into the type of game that we needed to be and, you know, somewhat had control of it, and we're coming back on them, just kind of ran out of time. So, I was real pleased for the first time out with the young team how we played on the road like that. And then, you know, our game last night against Central Plains, they're an outstanding team. I mean, defending state champions, and they've got seven seniors on the roster, and to me it looked to me like maybe their best player is actually a freshman. And you know, they're loaded. I've got a very young, inexperienced team, and we were just overwhelmed. I mean, there's not much else you can say about it. So we will try to, you know, build on what we can and put that behind us and get ready for the games going into the weekend.
Coming up on Friday night, you have Phillipsburg, I guess, Friday afternoon in the semifinals of the consolation bracket there. What's the scouting report on Phillipsburg there for Friday?
Well, I was a little bit surprised by the score I saw, you know, against Ellsworth last night. But I happened to visit with somebody that said Phillipsburg's got some injuries. And so, you know, you never know how that's going to play into things. I think from what I heard, some of their top players, maybe three seniors, are all out with injuries. So that makes a little bit more sense. I know what we do know about Phillipsburg, they're going to be physical. They play in that Mid-Continent League. It's going to be a physical game. And that's something that we've got to work on and getting better. So hopefully we can rise to that challenge a little bit. We're going to struggle against teams that have a physical presence on the inside. We're not real strong on the inside, so we've got to try to turn it into more of a perimeter full court style game. So we've got to try to focus on that and try to make them play our game and turn it into a full court game and see what happens. But you know, we got to focus on little things and probably the biggest thing is our defense and gaining some confidence there again. But you know, we'll give it a good shot, and we'll see how it goes.
Steve Chris, head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards. Coach, we thank you again for the time this week, and nothing but the best of luck as you finish out the tournament this weekend.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate your time also.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feed dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, joined now by Joe Biggs, head coach of the Lincoln Leopard boys basketball team. Coach, a tough start for your team, but you played two very good 2A schools in Bennington and Central Plains here in your first two games, falling 71-24 Friday to Bennington and 67-29 in the first round of the Morris Stevens tournament against Central Plains on Tuesday. What stood out the most, I guess, in that Bennington loss there on Friday night? I know they have, like we talked about, some pretty athletic kids over there.
The thing that really bothered us the most was the pressure that we saw. We can't simulate that kind of pressure in practice, and I knew it would be at that level. It was just a really, really up-in-your-face press defense, and our guys just have never seen that before. Like I said, we don't have anybody coming back from last year's team, so getting that experience from that game I think will help us in the long run late in the year. So that was probably the only thing that we came out of there with on a good note with. So,
what was the most impressive thing about Central Plains there on Tuesday?
They can flat out shoot the ball. I think they ended with like 10 threes. We did go to a zone early, so they had a couple kids that could just sit out there and shoot the three ball, and they knocked it down several times. They have, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys that can all just play basketball. I mean, they play during the summertime, and they just know how to play together, and they're a pretty good team.
You're going to move on in the consolation semifinals against Phillipsburg coming up on Friday night. Looking at Phillipsburg, I don't know if you had a good chance to see them play or not, but clearly another bigger school that you play, a 3A school there. I know that this portion of your schedule is really the toughest part. I remember really talking about that last year as well. Just what are your thoughts on Phillipsburg coming up on Friday?
I did get to go see, they played after us on Tuesday night. So I went over there and watched the Phillipsburg-Ellsworth game. And that was quite a game, first of all. Phillipsburg got up on Ellsworth 18-0 in the first quarter. And Ellsworth clawed back and eventually ended up beating them. But a couple things that stood out is, like I said, they got up 18-0. So we got to get back on defense. They have a very, very good player, and I think his name is Trey Sides. And he's probably – we've played two really good teams so far, and he's probably the best player that we've seen so far. So it'll be a challenge to stop him. And like all bigger schools, they're going to pressure us a lot more than we'll see in our league. So we'll have to handle that pressure and see where the night goes.
Joe Biggs, head coach of the Lincoln Leopards. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck against Phillipsburg Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott and Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries. They're an air gas dealer and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and John Bowden. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Darren Grauerholtz, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns. Coach, team opened out the season on Friday night with a 73-25 win over Chase. You get 28 from Cassie Breton and 12 from your transfer, Sarah Mann. Just overall, when you look at that game, what are some of the things that stood out? I know when I talked to you kind of before the second game, that you said he had a lot of fast break points and layups and things of that nature.
Yeah, we did, and we didn't really utilize our half court game too much, and that's one of the things that we did in the second half against Chase. And we need to get more fluent there, and I think with the new people on the team, not only the transfer but the young girls that we're trying to get started here, we're trying to find that continuity and that right mix right now, I guess if we jump into Tuesday night, it just really showed that continuity is not there yet at all, and we really need to work some things out.
You did get a 59-32 win over Osborne there on Tuesday. You led by 12 at the end of the third, and then outscored them 19-4 to go on to win it by 27. And one of the things that stood out to me, Coach Bowden alerted me that Tammy Pettijohn was having surgery on Tuesday, and you had Lakin and Lane on your team that both set career highs playing with heavy hearts. I thought that was really neat to see, and you picked up a nice win there at Osborne.
Yeah, we did, and they really did step up. And, you know, with those conditions, you know, their minds weren't where they probably should have been. Actually, they probably were. You know, they were definitely thinking about their mom, but they did turn in a great night between the two of them, and we're going to need that production from them all year long. And if we go back to what we did there, you know, I always like to play good defense, you know, and we're kind of built around pressing and putting a lot of pressure on the other team. And you noticed as soon as we pulled that pressure off, you know, our half-court defense kind of fell down too. We just kind of let them do what they want. They got some nice shots. They were putting the ball in the hole. And I had to go back to our press again just to get some, just to get a little bit of life again with us. So it was unfortunate that our half-court defense couldn't pick up where we left off with our full-court press. So had to throw it back on there just to get a little bit of momentum again. And then once we did that, I felt a little more comfortable again.
St. John's tipped in the Lakeside to close out the tournament. You have the Blue Jays Friday, the Knights on Saturday. What are some of the thoughts on these two teams coming up at the end of the week?
I'm anxious to see how we're gonna stand up against a seventh-ranked St. John's team. I'm anxious just to really see what we've got. And, you know, they're really going to find out. We'll find out our weaknesses playing a team like St. John's and a team like Lakeside. They're going to exploit some areas that I probably haven't foreseen yet. So I'm kind of anxious and cautious in the same breath, you know, of what we might be seeing.
It's Darren Groundholtz, head coach of the Thunder. It's Lady Longhorns here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the tournament.
Thank you, Dusty.
2016 is predicted to be a record-breaking holiday shopping year. Is your business ready? You may not be as ready as you think. 2016 has also been a year filled with business cyber attacks, and they won't stop with the holidays. Nextech Cloud Solutions makes sure your business is always protected and you don't have to do a thing. Our experts run everything for you and let you use your expertise for what you do best, running your business. Protect your business now and receive a free Lenovo tablet. Call Nextech today.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. Joined by John Bowden, head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, open out the season with two losses, a tough one to chase to open out the season on Friday night, 43-27, and then a 58-22 loss to a very good Osborne team there on Tuesday night. As you looked at your team through these first two games, what are some of the things that have stood out the most for you and seeing how they've played here in the first two?
Well, we're really young, as you well know, and we're just trying to put some things together and make sure that they can know the offense good enough to execute it. And for some reason that ring has gotten a lot smaller on Friday night and Tuesday night. We got 6-for-37 on Friday night against Chase, and then I think we missed the first 11 shots last night against Osborne. But as it turned out, they were two ranked teams. Chase and Osborne are ranked in their divisions there, and obviously Osborne's one of the top teams in the state, so it was a lot of fun to see where we're at. And as we found out, we got a long ways to go. But I was, even though we lost a couple of ball games, I was pretty happy with the effort, and the kids got a long ways to go, but we need to rotate kids in and see who want to compete.
St. John's, Tipton, and Lakeside will be your next two games as you close out the tournament. What do you think about the Blue Jays and Knights here in these next two?
Well, I think they're both very good basketball teams, and we're going to have to find a way to execute our offense. And rebound has really been our bugaboo the last couple nights, and got to put a body on somebody and rebound, give them one shot, and then go down and try to score. But obviously St. John's is loaded again and got one of the best players in the state in Davis Dubert. And then Lakeside can get up and down the floor and had some success in football. So another couple tough games, but you got to play the best to be the best, and we get a good idea this week of where we stand in the NTL and in our own division.
That's John Bowden, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, just thanks for the time again this week. We'll look forward to seeing you on Friday and Saturday.
Yep, thank you, Dusty.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
2016 is predicted to be a record-breaking holiday shopping year. Is your business ready? You may not be as ready as you think. 2016 has also been a year filled with business cyber attacks, and they won't stop with the holidays. Nextech Cloud Solutions makes sure your business is always protected and you don't have to do a thing. Our experts run everything for you and let you use your expertise for what you do best, running your business. Protect your business now and receive a free Lenovo tablet. Call Nextech today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.